So Terry, it's been, how long has it been since the trades?
The trades were made in the middle of February.
Okay.
But the big date was January 30th.
What's January 30th?
That's when Kevin Love broke his hand.
Okay. So that's when things really took a big change for the Cavs.
Right, because you lost Kevin Love. At that point, there was so much discussion about Isaiah Thomas and all the problems that was causing that was kind of lost in that.
Right.
So, but when the Cavs made the trades where they brought in Rodney Hood, George Hill, Larry Nash Jr., and Jordan Clarkson, they didn't talk about this part because Kevin Love was going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks with his broken hand. But the idea was they wanted to establish Kevin as the second scorer. In other words, LeBron's your number one scorer, Kevin's two, and then these other guys could kind of fill in.
Okay.
Because to think that whether it's George Hill or Rodney Hood or Larry Nance is going to suddenly raise up to all-star level, it's not going to happen.
That's not happening.
Right. Now, they had a little burst in the beginning, but kind of reality has set in.
Okay.
So, as I was talking to a high-level guy with the Cavs last week, and he said to me, until we get Kevin back, which should be towards the end of March, or certainly first week of April, they think,
okay,
we really don't see the team that we envisioned when we made the trades. And I think that's correct. And if you go back and look at, I did some research. The previous 2 years when Kyrie Irving was with the Cavs, but he was hurt.
Okay.
And Kevin and LeBron played together. They were 24-7.
Wow.
And even early this year, when Isaiah Thomas was hurt, and Kevin was the number two scorer behind LeBron, and they didn't even have what I thought was a talent upgrade. But no Isaiah Thomas, just LeBron and Kevin, they're 23-13.
Wow.
So in other words, there are concrete reasons to believe the Cavs can be a very good team where LeBron knows Kevin's my other guy and then he's the rest fill in.
Yeah.
But what you see is LeBron and a bunch of fill in guys. LeBron's trying to do so much.
Yeah.
And the thing that's missing too is Kevin Love is their best rebounder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think Larry Nance is good, but Kevin Love is, he made the All-Star team. He's an all-star player. He's in the top 20 to 40 players in the league. I wouldn't say he's in the top 20, but that next group of 20.
Okay.
So that's why it's easy to get down on the Cavs now, but I say, don't panic. I mean, I don't like what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
But I also know what we're seeing is not what hopefully we'll see in the playoffs. Now, maybe this is just a year where it's a mess and people keep getting hurt and things don't come together. But I also know this much, Amanda. When are the finals held?
June.
Towards the end of June.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Towards the end of June.
Yeah, basically June 14th through 24th, somewhere in there.
Okay.
We're not even on the end of March.
Okay. Plenty of time.
Exactly. And also things happen to other teams in that time. You go back to 2015. The Cavs roared into the playoffs. And then remember who got hurt?
Kyrie Irving.
And Kevin Love.
And Kevin Love, okay.
Exactly, both. Yeah. So by the time it reached the finals, two months later...
It was a different team.
From the end of the regular season, middle of April till the middle of June, guys get hurt, things happen.
Right.
I'll say this is what helped the Cavs in 2016. Steph Curry hurt his knee in the series before the Cavs. He played, but he wasn't the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
My view is too bad. The year before the Cavs, these other guys hurt. I mean, it's just part of it.
Yeah.
That's why it's so hard to evaluate your team totally because things can change. Now, if you don't have LeBron James, it doesn't matter. You could talk about whatever. But you got LeBron James, who's never missed a playoff game. And in fact, this year, he's never even missed a regular season game.
Wow.
So, there's reason for that. But I guess what I'm saying is let's just kind of see what happens when Kevin gets back, because I think we'll see that the Cavs will be much better because LeBron will have an obvious number two guy to throw the ball to. And also, see, Kevin Love doesn't dominate the ball. That was always that little test of wills there with Kyrie and LeBron, and especially with Isaiah Thomas and LeBron. You could see that. Kevin Love, catch and shoot it, or he goes under the basket. They're two totally different skill sets.
Right.
And LeBron likes that. And then I think the other guys will then fit in around him. So,
okay.
And you know, it's not like I'm creating a really good player out of a guy who's been mediocre. Yeah. I mean, Kevin Love's been an all-star several times in his career.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Love would be a guy that, you know, virtually would start for every team in the NBA.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm boosting him up is I'm just boosting up reality and also saying to Cavs fans, don't panic.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Amanda.